نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى ولما راى المؤمنون الاحزاب قالوا هذا ما وعدنا الله ورسوله وصدق الله ورسوله وما زادهم الا ايمانا وتسليما من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وقال ليجزي الله الصادقين بصدقهم صدق الله العظيم. Most respected elders and friends, all the people that are listening to the program, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. One of the most trying times and most difficult times upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba was the battle of Ahzab, the battle of the trenches. All the non-Muslims at that time from various parts of Makkah, the tribes of Makkah, and also the munafiqeen around Madinah Munawwara, they all form alliances to eliminate Islam from the face of the earth once and for all. They came with a huge, powerful force towards Madinatul Munawwara. So Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala paints a picture of that. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, جَاءُوكُم مِّن فَوْقِكُمْ وَمِنْ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ. Remember, when the kuffar have come to you from the top, that is from Makkatul Mukarraba, from the bottom, from people from around Medina and the outskirts of Medina, wa izzaghatil absar, and out of fear, your eyes were sticking out, wa balaghatil qulubul hanajir, and your hearts were actually in your throats, full of fear. وَتَزُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الزُّنُونَ. It was such a trying time that you started having thoughts that how is Allah going to deal with us in this situation? This was a very, very trying time upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and upon the Sahaba. Allah further mentions the condition of the Sahaba. With all the trying times, difficult times, they could have wanted, they could enjoy the comfort of the times, they could have simply withdrawn and enjoyed their lives, but Allah mentions, من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه. Among them, there were people, among the Sahaba, whatever pact they had made with Allah and the Rasul, they fulfilled it. فمنهم من قضى نحبه. And among them, there were those that fulfilled the promise. They've left the world and now they are flying and enjoying the comfort in Jannah. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَزِرُ. Among the Sahabas, there are those that are actually waiting to fulfill that promise even more. Finally, Allah says, لِيَجْزِيَ اللَّهُ الصَّادِقِينَ بِصِدْقِهِمْ. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala want to reward them because of their truthfulness. When Allah says the Sahaba are truthful, and the knowledge of Allah is complete. The knowledge of Allah is comprehensive, perfect, absolute. He knows everything. And when Allah gives a certificate that the Sahaba are truthful, what doubt can we have about that? And that is why our hearts should be saturated with the love for the Sahaba. Our hearts should be saturated with a greater amount of respect for the Sahaba. One very great illustrious Sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Hazrat Huzaifa ibn Yaman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Father and son, both of them were Sahaba, great Sahaba of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The background of Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala accepting Islam was his father. His father, Yaman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his actual name was Hisl or Hasil. His name was not Yaman. They're the background for him attaining this title of Yaman. He was from the tribe of Banu Abs. They were Yemeni people living in Makkatul Mukarrama. Yaman radiallahu ta'ala who committed a murder. This was in a time of Jahiliyyah. He committed a murder, and in order to save his life, he ran away from there and went away to Madinatul Munawwara to the tribe of Banu Abdul Ashhal. This is a branch of the tribe of the Aus. There were alliances, close understanding and cooperation with the tribe of Banu Abs of Yemen and Abdul Ashhal. So in order to save his life, he decided to take refuge, go to Madinatul Munawwara to the tribe of Banu Abdul Ashhal. They will give him refuge and they will give him protection. He went there and he got married to a woman from the tribe of Banu Abdul Ashhal. The tribe of Banu Abdul Ashhal, they gave aman, they gave protection to Hisl radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the Yemeni people, they were very proud of him that he got refuge from the tribe of Banu Ashhal, said this is a real Yemeni, and therefore he got the title of Yaman. And the actual name was Hisl or Hasil. There was restriction because he committed a murder in Makkah. He was unable to go to Makkah. But through negotiations, that obstacle was removed. And over a period of time, he was able to travel from, after being married, he was able to travel to Makkah to and fro. Most of his time was in Medina, but he also used to travel to Makkah. While being in Makkah, he heard about the emergence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He heard about the various things that people were talking about Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the propaganda, the politics and everything that was around there. But he and the people from his tribe, Banu Abs, they went and met Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala blessed them with deen, Allah blessed them with iman. When Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam made hijrat, Hazrat Yaman radiallahu ta'ala was actually from Madinatul Munawwara, but he used to stay in Makkatul Mukarrama, meet Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Makkatul Mukarrama. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam made hijrat, then Yaman stayed with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam all the time in Madinatul Munawwara. Yaman's son was Huzaifa. And because Yaman had already brought iman, he went home, told his family, told his children, and they all accepted deen and iman. It was the effort of the father and the mother again. They kept on talking about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the great status of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the personality of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala was in Madinatul Munawwara and repeatedly is hearing about this great personality, the Rasul of Allah. This about him, that about him, this about him, that about him. Finally, he came to a point where he told his father that I cannot now resist not meeting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Although Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Makkatul Mukarrama going through a hard time, he then decided there was a group of 10 people, even before Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam could make hijrat, he from Medina went to Makkatul Mukarrama and met Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam there. He fulfilled his heart, wish and desire, and to look at the Mubarak face of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, be for a short while in the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One very amazing thing we hear about Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a sahabi is either a muhajir or a sahabi is either an ansari. But there's one sahabi, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave an option, you want you can be a muhajir, you want you can be an ansari. Now Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala was in doubt. Am I a muhajir or am I ansari? Muhajir because my father is from Makkah. And ansar because my mother is from Medina. So am I a muhajir or am I ansari? So he went and asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A question is asked Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that hal ana muhajir am al ansari? Am I a muhajir or am I an ansari? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, in shi'ta kunta min al-muhajirin wa in shi'ta kunta min al-ansar. The choice is yours. You want you adopt the position of a muhajir. You want you adopt the position of Ansar. So then, Hazrat Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Bal ana Ansari. That I adopt the position of being an Ansari. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijrat. Battle of Badr took place. Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu and his father Yaman were unable to take part in the Battle of Badr in spite of them being in Madinatul Munawwara. The reason for that is Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu himself says, during that time, me and my father had to go out of Madinatul Munawwara for some work. And that's the time when the kuffar were coming to Madina in the Battle of Badr to fight with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba. There was always that confrontations. So during the Battle of Badr, before entering Madinatul Munawwara, the kuffar caught them and told them, where are you going to? So they adopted a diplomatic approach and they told, no, we're just going to Medina. We are from Medina. We're going to Medina. The kuffar said, no, no, no. You all are going to help Muhammad. They said, no, we are going to Medina. They kept them back during the Battle of Badr. And when they released them and told them that we release you all on condition that you don't help Muhammad and you don't help and assist him in anything. They came to Medina to Munawwara and they told that to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, advise them, you all don't have to fulfill that promise. In fact, seek the help of Allah against the mushrikeen. But they were unable to take part in the Battle of Badr because Battle of Badr was probably finished by then. Now came the Battle of Uhud. Yaman radiallahu ta'ala knew another Sahabi, Thabit ibn, another Sahabi, Hadrat Thabit ibn Waqsh radiallahu ta'ala knew. They were two old people. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put Yaman and Thabit ibn Waqsh in charge of the woman to look after the affairs of the woman in Madinatul Munawwara. Women, children, the weak people in Madinatul Munawwara. And they went in the Battle of Uhud. Sahaba Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Battle of Uhud. So, Yaman says, we see in Madinatul Munawwara, he told to his colleague Thabit ibn Waqsh, we don't have much life left. What are we sitting here? Let us go and take part in the battle. Maybe Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will bless us with shahada. And so they went. Thabit ibn Waqsh became shaheed by the enemies. But in the battle of Uhud, there was first victory for the Muslims and then there was a defeat. And then there was a lot of confusion in that war. In the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, it comes in Kitab al-Maghazi, فَرَجَعَتْ أُولَاهُمْ أُخْرَاهُمْ. The people in the front, they happened to go in the back. The people in the back had to go in the front. There was a great state of confusion. And the Sahaba were attacking. It so happened, the Sahaba didn't know Yaman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, or they didn't know that they're attacking him. Hudhayfa saw, he said that the other Sahaba attacking his father. So he called out, Abi, Abi, it's my father, don't attack him. But taqdeer had it such, and Allah decreed shahada for Hazrat Yaman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It was after that war, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decided to give the diyat, the blood money, for Yaman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hudhayfa came and told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no, my father did wish and yearn for shahada. And the diyat money that you wish to give, that is sadaqah for the Muslimin. Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu did take part in the Battle of Uhud. Now, the most important time. The outstanding quality that was in Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu was seen in the battle of the trenches, in the battle of Ahzab. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sent very heavy winds. And according to the description, the winds were roaring like thunder. It uprooted the tents of the kuffar. Heavy dust was pelting them on their faces. So one morning, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was inspecting the Sahaba, talking to various Sahaba. Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala says, it was early in the morning, very, very cold. The wind was roaring like thunder. I was sitting in my tent. I had only one blanket. No clothing, but just one blanket which I borrowed from my wife and it would barely reach my feet. I covered myself in that. One can imagine, in the cold of winter, just to be in one blanket. And I was crouched on the ground. Out of hunger, I could not stand up. Nabi Karim Sarsan came to me. It was in the early part of the morning, still dark. Nabi Sarsan told, man, who's this? He told, Huzaifa. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, I suspect something is happening there in the tent of the Kuffar. I want you to go and get information from there. Huzaifa says, at that time, myself, even the other Sahaba, that was the general situation, that we were full of fear. And Allah says in the Quran Kareem, وَزُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا, that Almighty Allah Tabarak shook the Sahaba up on this occasion. But he complied with the wish of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, go get information. One thing, don't do anything, that's right. Just go get information for me, that's all. It was windy. The wind was roaring like thunder, extremely cold. One blanket. My heart was filled with fear. Nabi Akram Sir made dua for me before sending me off. Allah mahfazhu min bayni yaday wa min khalfi wa an yamini wa an shimali wa min fawqi wa min tahti. Oh Allah, protect Huzaifa. In from the front, from the back, from the right, from the left, from the top, from the bottom, protect him. When one person goes in the protection of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, indeed that person is protected. Huzaifa radiallahu anhu says, the moment I left, I saw the effect of the dua of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first step I took, that fear came out from my heart. I had no fear in my heart anymore. Second, in spite of that wind that was like roaring thunder, I felt that there was a warm breeze around me all the time. I somehow, very carefully, slowly sneaked into the camps of the kuffar on the other side. And then he says, suddenly, at that time, Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala was leading the camp of the kuffar. He told, he gathered the people in the main tent, and he told to them that I want to make an important announcement to you people, but ensure that this is a secret. Nobody must know about it. Muhammad and his followers must not know about it. So every one of you, just see who's your colleague on the side. Huzaifa said he was in the camp of the kuffar. Now imagine you are a stranger in the people around that you don't know. He was very witty. Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala, as I was talking, I will explain just now. He was known for his wittiness. He was able to think on his feet. So immediately, when Sufyan radiallahu made that statement, he held the hand of the person on the side. Before somebody holding his hand, he held the person on the side. Who are you? So the person told, who is he? The person never bothered to ask who he is because he thought that he's from the camp of Abu Sufyan. Abu Sufyan then made a statement. He said, listen, we are in a strange place. It's not our land. It's not the place that we reside in. There's no protection, no security for us. And this Banu Qurayza, we can't trust them. They also abandoned us. Well, the only thing for us to do is to turn back and go back home. And I'm the first one to leave. Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala says, after that statement, he saw Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala, who he's mounting on his animal and he left for Makkah. Say, had I had it my way, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me that I mustn't do anything, had Nabi sallallahu not told me that Abu Sufyan was a perfect target for me to have killed him. But I followed the hukam of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I did not do anything. And in that way, Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala would return with that information to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to deal with the Sahaba, he would watch every Sahabi very closely, and that hidden instinct that way in the Sahaba. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recognized them, nurtured them, and used them. Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala had three qualities in him. First, Zaki. Very clever, very intelligent. Second, Badiha. He was a person that was able to think on his feet. Very, very quick. And third, he was able to preserve secrets. He will not give out secrets even under pressure. Normally when you tell somebody secrets, he will keep it, close bosom friend. But when under pressure or due to circumstance, he may just give it. Nabi Karim sir recognized this qualities in Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And therefore, Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala was known as Sahibu Sirri Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was that Sahabi that used to keep the secrets of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had such information that other Sahaba did not have. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave him the name of all the Munafiqeen in Madinah Munawwara. And he was able to keep the secret, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to tell him, watch this person, watch that person, watch this person, watch that person. And he would come and give information to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was aware that Huzaifa knew the name of the Munafiqeen. Whenever janaza used to take place, he used to see, is Huzaifa the first? If he is there, that means the person is a mu'min. And if he's not there, that means there's something wrong. That person is a munafiq. That was Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. After the demise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the time of Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Huzaifa ibn Yaman was appointed as the Amir of the army in Nihawand. Nihawand is a place where probably in present day it is around Iran or between Iran and Iraq. A huge war had taken place there. He remained there and he noticed that, you know, those Muslims that are accepting Islam. Now, you know, in hadith, Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala himself narrates a hadith, Unzil al-Quran ala sab'ati ahruf. The Quran al-Kareem has been revealed in 7 different dialects. Now, Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala saw that the people that are there, one person reading the Quran in one dialect, another person reading the Quran in another dialect, and then they're disputing and fighting among themselves. So, Huzaifa came to Madinah to Munawwara and told to Uthman, Adriku hadhil ummah. You better control this ummah. The Quran is the foundation, is the basis of our deen and Islam. And when there's going to be differences on the Quran itself, then one can imagine the survival of this deen. Uthman radiallahu ta'ala recognized that. He sent a message to Hadha Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala, bring the standard Quran that is by you. And he made few copies of the standard Quran. He sent it to various areas where the governors are, and I told him, use only this Quran as a guide. That is the one simple, one standard Quran. And Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala was the means of standardizing the Quran al-Kareem and avoiding further conflict in the ummah. Hadha Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he just one very important hadith. You know, he heard many hadiths about fitna because Nabi Sallam trusted him. Nabi Sallam told him so many things, name of the Munafiqeen. But he used to mostly narrate hadiths about fitna. I want to share just one hadith with you, in which Hadith Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Haddasana anna al-amanata nazrat fi jazri qulubir rijal. Summa alimu min al-Quran, summa alimu min al-Sunnah. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam narrated to us, amanat, trust. Almighty Allah Tabarak Ta'ala revealed it in the essence of the heart of the believers, in the essence of the heart of people. That means by human nature, every person is trustworthy. By everyone knows what is amana. It is part, the natural part of a human being. And then that has been consolidated with the laws of amanat in the Quran. That has been further consolidated with the hadith, the amanat that's in the hadith. And then, Huzaifa radiallahu said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, haddasana an raf'iha. How that amanat will be taken out from the ummah. He says, yanamu rajulu nawmatan, fayukbad al-amana min qalbihi, fayadhillu atharuha misla athari al-waqt. Amanat will leave the ummah so fast, a person will sleep, and before sleeping, he probably will be a trustworthy person. And by the time he wakes up from his sleep, that the amanat will be gone from him. And that amanat, that trustworthiness, it will be just like a mark that's left on him. And then, ثُمَّ يَنَامُ النَّوْمَ فَتُقْبَدْ فَيَبْقَى أَثَرُهَا مِثْلَ أَثَرِ الْمَجَلِ. And then he says, again, that will deteriorate even further, that a person will sleep again. And if there was that little bit amanat left in him, with that second sleep of his, now that amanat will be like majal. Majal is like a boil that's in a body that outwardly looks skin, but inside there's nothing. There won't be any amanat left in the people. And then he says, he explains in the context of mu'amalat, dealings, transactions, that وَيَصْبَحْ النَّاسِ يَتَبَايَعُونَ لَا يَكَادُ أَحَدٌ يُؤَدِّي الْأَمَانَةِ. People will do mu'amalat. Dealings, transactions, buying, selling, doing buying things on cash, buying things on credit, doing muamalat, in various ways of muamalat, people will do, but a time will come that the people dealing with each other will not fulfill the trust. And how true when we look at what happens among our people nowadays. The businessmen, people that are doing muamalat and dealing, that it is so true that so many promises are made, promises are not being fulfilled. And we look at the different type of khiyanat and embezzlement among the business people. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, well, a time will come, a trustworthy person will be scarce. Well, you call, inna fi bani fulan, rajulan amina. And you'll see, then you'll point out, oh yeah, in a certain tribe, certain place, there is a trustworthy person. That means you'll be so scarce, you'll be able to pinpoint who a trustworthy person is. Once somebody asked Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala, you know, we face various challenges in life. They asked, the ayyul fitna tiyashad. Which fitna is the worst? The most difficult thing, he says, that you know, in life, when you are faced with two options, one is good, one is bad. But in that good, there's also negative things. In that bad, also there may be positive. And we face with it all the time. Sometimes we have to make decisions in life. You face with option, and you don't know which option to take. So Huzaifa advised that when you are faced with that, فَلَا تَدْرِي أَيُّهُمَا تَرْكَبْ. We've put in such a situation, you don't know that which a decision I should ride on. Because if I take this, maybe I'm taking a chance, something will happen there. If I take that one, maybe I take a chance, something will happen there. So that's what Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala mentioned. Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala, he passed away in Mada'in. Whilst he was engaged in jihad, in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he passed away in Mada'in. Mada'in is the place where I mentioned, it is the capital of Nihawand at that time, and it's an area probably between Iran and Iraq nowadays. Before passing away, he asked the people, that his companions, colleagues that were around him, he was critically ill, his time was almost up, so he asked them, it was in the middle of the night, that did you bring the kafan for me? So then he had mentioned, la tughalu bil akfan, don't bring an expensive kafan. He says, that if I'm successful in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, when I go in the qabr, and I'm successful in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah will give me better clothing than my kafan. And if I'm unsuccessful, what you're going to put on me will be snatched away. Look at how they're thinking, and how their minds were attached to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Just before passing away, he made these statements. He made dua to Allah. Allahumma in kunta ta'alam. Oh Allah, you know, إِنِّي كُنْتُ أُحِبُّ الْفَقْرَ عَلَى الْغِنَى وَأُحِبُّ الذِّلَّ عَلَى الْعِذْ وَأُحِبُّ الْمَوْتَ عَلَى الْحَيَاةِ. Oh Allah, you know that me, I always loved poverty over richness. You know that I always loved humbleness and humility over power. And Allah, you know, because I want to meet up with you, you are so beloved. You are my creator. My whole life came out seeking your pleasure. Allah, you know that I always have mawt, death over life. You know, in the hadith it comes, man ahabba liqa Allah, ahabba Allahu liqa'a. And Hazrat Huzaifa's attitude was true to that particular hadith. That, oh Allah, that person who loves to meet Allah, Allah also loves to meet him. This was this great personality, Hazrat Huzaifa ibn Yaman, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. These were people whose hearts were full, saturated with iman, love for Allah, pleasure for Allah, and they left such beautiful examples for us to follow. Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat to follow the great illustrious Sahaba of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and fill our hearts with the love of the Sahaba and value the effort and sacrifice of the Sahaba. In conclusion, just one advice. Try to get some very authentic, reliable literature on the biography of the Sahaba, and every day read a little. You'll see how your level of iman will also increase. There are many people around here. They came and asked me, will you be talking about that Sahabi? Will you be talking about that Sahabi? Various names of Sahaba have been mentioned. You can't cover up all the Sahaba, yeah? But I've decided that on the Thursday night majlises, I will carry on with this, speaking about the various Sahaba. And in that way, inshallah, that I'll be able to cover up many Sahaba. Whatever your wish and your desire to speak about a particular Sahabi, I hope to cover it up in the various majalises, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.